U.S. trade growth has weakened in the month of July, indicating the world's biggest export is having bleak days. Tuesday's customs data shows that China's growth in exports has declined to 7.2% compared to the 11.3% recorded in June. Imports figures also saw a significant decrease, with 11% against the 17.2% of June. Forecasters predict that China's economic growth is likely to slow down in 2017, weakening demand for foreign goods. Jason Onuhe is a political commentator and analyst who joins us from Ontario. So, I mean, when it comes to China, obviously, you can't discredit the economy there. Do you think this is just a hiccup?
Yeah, I really do think it's just a hiccup. It's not unusual to see, you know, slight deviations from the norm, you know, slight decreases from time to time. If this were to go on for an extended period of time, then I would certainly be concerned. But as it stands right now, it seems to be just a hiccup. It's not unusual for these kinds of commodities to experience this kind of situation that China has imported less than it has before. U.S. purchases of Chinese goods has decreased. I see no real indication that it might be a slowdown. I think the markets really see that China has been doing so well for so long since 2009, which this is, as some analysts say, is somewhat reflective of that. It looks kind of like that situation. But it's been going so well for so long that they expect that eventually something will happen. I mean, business, you know, the industry goes in cycles, recession, expansions, contractions, et cetera. So it's a thing that they're expecting to happen eventually. So they may be jumping the gun a little bit on this, but I don't see any desire to worry. Some people could be thinking along the lines of Donald Trump's pledge to produce more domestic production rather than having it at places like China specifically and also Mexico. But I see no real data here that suggests that any crisis is particularly looming.
Thank you for that, Jason Onuhe, political commentator and analyst from Ontario.